Welcome, everybody. This is ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I am your host, Mr. Richard. Today's episode is a special episode. You, the listener, chose today's topic. And after the votes were tallied, today's topic is food idioms. Today's episode, as always, was written by Teresa Chung. We're also going to mix things up a little bit and alter the normal format you may be used to. I will first review definitions of idioms relating to food. However, I will not tell you which idioms they are. After we review the definitions, I will read a paragraph that will use food idioms. Once you hear the paragraph, you should be able to match the food idioms with their definitions. After the paragraph, I will also again list the idioms that we used in the paragraph. As always, if you have any questions or would like the answers, please contact us at eslhcmc@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can visit our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com, as well. Okay, let's get started. Definition 1. Spoil a plan or disturb the status quo. Definition 2. A bad or corrupt person in a group. Definition 3. A person of whom one is extremely fond and proud. 4. The most important person in an organization or activity. 5. A thing that is desired all the more because it is not allowed. 6. Have good results. 7. A proverb that means things liked or enjoyed by one person may be disliked by another. 8. A pleasant or enjoyable situation or experience. 9. Take someone's virginity. 10. A person who spends little or no time exercising and a great deal of time watching TV. 11. Earn a living. 12. In serious trouble. 13. Know where one's advantage lies. 14. Flatter or sweet talk someone in order to persuade them to do something. 15. A clumsy person, especially one who fails to hold a catch. 16. An important person. 17. To exasperate, frustrate, or bore. 18. A British expression that means fundamentally different or incompatible. 19. A proverb that means there is no point in regretting something that has already happened and cannot be changed or reversed. 20. Be completely unsuccessful. To fail badly. 21. Two things that are very much alike, or that are almost impossible to distinguish. 22. Of a cream color with downy pink cheeks. 23. A share of money or business available to be claimed or distributed. 24. A dull, stupid, or foolish person. 25. A proverb that means family characteristics are usually inherited. 26. People have spiritual as well as physical needs. And 27. Used to emphasize one's enthusiasm about a new idea, person, or thing. Okay, I will now read a paragraph that uses many food idioms. After the paragraph, I will list the food idioms that match the definitions you just heard. You will, however, hear many more food idioms that I do not read the definition of. For those definitions, please contact us. Okay, let's begin. On the first day John set foot on the island, he hit it off with a local guy he ran into in a bar, Paul. Paul turned out to be the eldest son of one of the top bananas in the lodging industry there. John also got to know his twin sisters, Sheila and Jane, and fell in love with one of them. The girls were like two peas in a pod, but at the same time, as different as chalk and cheese. Jane was Butterfingers and also a couch potato. She wouldn't lift her finger, yet always wanted to get a piece of the pie in everything. She knew which side her bread was buttered and spent most of her time buttering her dad up. Therefore, she was the apple of his eye. She made advances at John, but honestly, John thought she was a meatball and she would cheese off anyone, even the most accommodating person. She just wasn't his cup of tea. Sheila, however, was beyond description. People say the apple never falls far from the tree. However, she's nowhere near her father nor her sister. She had all the patience in the world and would never make a storm in a teacup. The way she carried herself was simply irresistible. Unlike John, she had a peaches and cream complexion. She was as flat as a pancake, but one man's meat is another man's poison, and for his money, she was the best thing since sliced bread, a perfect creation of God. Unfortunately, she was forbidden fruit, since she was promised to a big cheese who had the lion's share in her dad's business. Much as she loved John, she didn't want to upset the apple cart. They were all well aware that their love wouldn't bear fruit, and soon she would have to walk down the aisle. Everything went pear-shaped the day the love of John's life was given away by her dad. He went to pieces when joining other guests making a toast to her. He had one too many during the reception. One cannot live by bread alone, and his physical needs got the better of him, and he spent the night with her sister, Jane. He wasn't sure if he did it under the influence or it was a setup. The only thing he learned later on was that he did not only pop her cherry, but also knock her up. He had no other choice but to marry Sheila's sister, that rotten apple, partly because he didn't want to be a bad father, and partly because she resembles his old flame. And his new wife has given him hell ever since. She expects him to bring home the bacon and wait on her hand and foot. She goes bananas whenever he comes home late. It's no use crying over spilt milk. He knows it too well, but sometimes he wishes he could go back in time and elope with his love without fearing his life would lay an egg. Okay, so we heard many other idioms in that. Many of those idioms not necessarily food-related as well. However, 27 of those idioms do match the 27 definitions I reviewed earlier. I will now give you the food idioms that match the definitions. For the definitions of the food idioms or any other idioms that you heard that you would like to know the answers to, write us at eslhcmc@gmail.com. Okay, and here are those idioms. Big cheese. Two cheese. Top banana. Couch potato. Dead meat. Butter fingers. Greatest thing since sliced bread. A bowl of cherries. A rotten apple. A slice of pie. Lay an egg. The apple never falls far from the tree. Forbidden fruit. Know which side one's bread is buttered on. Pop someone's cherry. It's no use crying over spilt milk. One cannot live by bread alone. Peaches and cream. The apple of one's eye. To bear fruit. Like two peas in a pod. Bring home the bacon. Upset the apple cart. One man's meat is another man's poison. Butter someone up. Meat ball. And finally, as different as chalk and cheese. Okay, see if you can match those food idioms with their definitions. And if you'd like to know how you did, as always, contact us. Well, this has been today's episode of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I'm your host, Mr. Richard, signing off from hot and rainy Saigon. Peace.